Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Second half, we have Kobayashi in studio. Well, Joe Coy's Kobayashi, but that's how I originally met him so many years back. You'll hear that story in a hilarious Kobayashi driving through Del Taco reenactment. First, blinds galore. Blindsgalore.com. Over 2 million windows covered. Blinds Galore does one thing better than anybody else. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapes. Even blinds that connect to your smartphone and smart home and Amazon Alexa device. Blinds Galore, it has it all. I have in my house, I have in my studio, I have in the edit bays. And now when it's hot, it keeps that heat from coming through and baking, man. It'll bleach out your carpet and your furniture, that sun will. Get Blinds Galore. They have a new Build a Blind tool, lets you create and customize your window treatments online. You see how the blinds look before you purchase them. From start to finish, measuring, picking out, installing. Their in-house team of experts can guide you through every step of the way. And they'll do it online or over the phone. They're Blinds Galore, right, Dawson?
Whether you need more privacy, to sleep in, to cool down, or just fix up a room, BlindsGalore.com is just what you're looking for. Check them out and let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Spaceman, Gina, Brian, I realized recently that there used to be a lot of electric shock-based humor in the early 80s. I feel like I don't see a lot of electric shock-based humor anymore. It's Marco from Albany. Love the show.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Yeah, we were talking a few years ago. There's a lot of electric eel comedy in cartoons and stuff like that. I don't hear any electric eel talk anymore. Joe Coy in studio, obviously coming in hot. Funny stand-up special on Netflix. It is out. It is half stand-up special and it's half rock concert. When you do Brea Improv and you do 16 shows there, how do you whack that up?
I don't know. It's crazy.
How do you spread it out over how many days do you spread it out?
It takes me 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
And I start on a Wednesday.
Start on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
What is it? Give the schedule. Two Wednesday, two Thursday, three Friday.
Yeah,
how does that
like
work?
It's one Wednesday, two Thursday. Yeah, that's what it is. One Wednesday, two Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday.
Wow.
And then it goes into the following week.
And that is a big club,
yeah,
I must say.
It's crazy, man.
So
love that club.
Kobayashi is talking shit about Joey Chestnut cheating. Because Kobayashi was unbeatable for about 3 years or something, and then Chestnut came around and has been dominating for like the last 5 years. But here's Kobayashi.
A lot of people seem to think that Joey actually may be cheating a little bit. That he's not eating all the food. I figured you'd be the person to ask.
I have personally definitely witnessed some cheating acts. One example, we were eating for a Pizza Pizzone competition years ago, and he was throwing the hardest part to eat, the crust, into the box.
That was his translator, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't finish the crust.
His chitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kobayashi?
Yeah. I don't need a translator.
I'm from TMZ.
I don't even know that crazy bitch.
I'm from TMZ.
Oh, hi, TMZ.
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 You have a statement to say about
Joey Chestnut. Do you know how to speak English?
Well, yeah,
Joey. Chestnut.
Chestnut. So
he cheat.
Yeah. Oh, he
like
cheating.
Your wife.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You say my wife's cheating?
Yeah, that's right. You fuck.
Oh my God! But listen, we're on TMZ, by the way, so we have to air this.
You son of a bitch!
So
you try to embarrass me all the time. You know goddamn well, Joey the Chestnut, shit all the time with the hot dog.
Well, now during
the calzone.
Look, I saw the Pizzone I saw
here,
the
here, take a cross.
Uh huh.
Put in the butthole.
He put.
I saw.
You're saying he
I
didn't,
saw with your own eyes. Eyes.
He didn't finish the whole puzzle.
No, half.
He half.
Other half
a zone.
Completely in the asshole.
You're saying he keistered the other half
he
to hide keistered. It from the judges.
Yes.
So Joey Chestnut
is a cheater.
Is a cheater.
Yes.
And if you just want head to head with Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
In a,
I will not only win in the head to head. I will also eat Joey's head.
Oh.
You will eat Joey's head.
I'll eat all the hot dog.
Uh-huh.
And then proceed to eat Joey's head.
Ah, that's
and that's how
that's Mike.
And then we will end.
That's Tyson-esque.
Yeah, that's
in the threats department. Yeah. Is your now? I don't know a ton about competitive eating. I do know the Nathan's competition, which he's dominated for 5 years now.
But they are also in a conspiracy.
Oh, are you saying they're cheating
Nathan
as well?
Nathan only want the white champion.
Mm. Oh, 4th of July.
Cannot have a Japanese man.
They don't. They're win. Scared of a Japanese
don't
man.
Don't want the Japanese man representing the champion for the hot dog champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the white dog.
Mm-hmm. Like that fateful day on
Joe
December 4th of July.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't want you guys winning.
No.
So it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
Well, how
the white man with the whitest name, a Chestnut too.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
Kobayashi.
Yeah, Kobayashi. But now, you eat ribs, right?
Ribu.
Ribu. Ribs?
I eat the ribu, like it is.
Yeah, the ribs. You eat the ribs.
Ribu.
Ribs.
Rib.
Ribu.
Ri.
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 Pu.
Pu.
Ribu.
Rib. The ribs.
Barbecue.
Yeah,
Ribu.
Oh, barbecue ribs. Right. Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Hot. Hold on. Hot wings.
Hot
wings. Wingers. Okay. Drumettes.
Dramosetto.
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 Drumettes.
Drum.
Drum.
Like it is. Do.
Yeah, like drumming. Little
like
drummer.
Drumosetto.
Drumosetto. Setto. Okay. Quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
Queso dioso. Dioso.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Like a James Brown. Ha.
Okay, like a James Brown.
James Brown, also Japanese. Ha.
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 Meatball.
Meatball. Hoagie. Meatball.
Meatball.
Hoagie.
Hoagie.
Meatball.
So.
So. Hoagie.
Hoagie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Ha.
Ha!
Hit me.
Hit. You feel good?
Very good. Now talking to you.
Okay, so we do the wings, you do the drumettes, you do the quesadillas, you do the meatball hoagie. Hey. I'm getting hungry.
I'm dying to know Kobayashi's workout routine because, number one, he eats a ton of food. Number two, the guy's ripped.
Yes, I do crunches.
How do you stay in shape?
Crunches.
Mm-hmm.
I also do chin-up.
Chin-ups.
Chin-up.
Chin-up.
I also do push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also jumping a jack. Oh.
Do you do...
Jumping-o.
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 No, jumping-o.
Jumping-o.
Jack-o-sa.
Jack-o-sa.
Hey.
Do you do a... I know you do tacos.
Taco
you do the
Tuesday.
Barbacoa? Do you do the...
Barbacoa.
The pork.
See. Spanish.
No, yeah. He's really into it.
It's just you do the barbacoa pork. We like that. Is that the one we like the best?
Yeah, pork's the best.
Carnitas.
Al Pastor, I think.
Al Pastor. Yeah. That's what I want.
I think barbacoa is like the
best. No, the carnitas is the best. Plus, the pork is the best.
Yeah.
I like Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Very authentic Mexican food, Del Taco. In Japan, we all enjoy Del Taco. Tastes just like Mexico.
Wow.
Well, let's say you're driving through the Del Taco and you're ordering.
Ah, yes.
Pull up to the line. What's your order, please?
Please, can I have one box? One box?
One box?
25.
Oh.
25.
20.
Beef tacos. Hey.
20.
Also.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe it's a problem with the speaker.
I want a boxer.
You want a boxer?
Yeah.
A box?
Yeah, 25.
25.
Hard shell.
25 hard shell.
Hard shell.
You want a box of 25?
Ground people. Ground people.
What's this, Soylent
Green? Tacos.
Brown people?
I'm sorry.
Ground people.
All right. Would you like
tacos?
Would you like a Mountain Dew with that?
No, one more order.
All right.
25.
I got 25 boxes of ground people. This can't be right.
And a 25.
25.
25 more on top of the 25. Make it a 50.
How many Bibles?
No, not the Bible. On top of 25 around the ground people. Taco.
Yeah.
25 or
hold
more.
On.
25 or more.
Let me just wave some people 25 around
25
or
more.
Hold on.
Hey, shut up. I'm ordering at the taco.
All right. Let me just read this back to you. We have a box of 25 people and a box of 25
ground
Bibles.
Ground people, taco.
Oh, okay. Tacos. Okay, I got... Oh, Del Taco. Right, that's in the name. All right. 25
of the ball.
25 beef tacos. Soft shell or hard shell?
Soft shell. A first order or second order?
There's two orders?
25-0. Ground beef taco.
All right.
Hard shell.
All right, 25 hard shell. What, do you got a little league team back there?
No, one person. Very hungry. Just came home from work.
Well, this for one person?
One person, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. 25.
Then a second order.
Hey, hurry it up over there.
Go to fuck yourself.
Got to fuck yourself, huh?
Go fuck yourself, huh?
Okay, 25.
25 or more on top of the hot shell taco.
All right, so I got 50 tacos.
25 or more.
Okay, hey, can I... I rarely
can
do
I
this.
Can I speak to the manager?
I am the manager.
Oh, fuck.
But I still
me.
Don't make $15 an hour. Hey, I'm go ahead and breaking protocol here, but I'm just going to open the door. You just take what you want. Okay?
Greatly appreciate.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to.
Thank you.
Leave the car running. I'll move it.
My friend in the passenger seat would also like to order. It's a Mr. Joey Jason.
Oh. I hear that guy's opening for Joe Coy in La Brea this weekend.
5 minutes only.
And scene. All right. Well, the great
wow.
Joe.
Thank you. Return of Kobayashi.
Hey, you know what's crazy, Adam? Mm. That was my first character when you were on a... What was the radio show?
Kayla Sex.
The Adam Carolla Show?
Yeah.
The Adam Carolla Show?
That was like 15 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was 15 years ago, for sure.
14 or something. Yeah, 06. Yeah, I mean, it's coming up on 15. We were talking about that before you came in, which is you were just known as the guy who did that voice, not the comedian Joe Coy.
Yeah.
It's great. You know
what's crazy is Danny Bonaducci was one of your guests, and he really got mad at Kobayashi.
Why?
Oh, was he a guest, or was he doing the whole show?
I don't know. It was you. He was on your show.
I remember.
And you told me to rip into Danny, and I did. And you,
Brian,
fucking
do you remember
loved
that?
I do kind of remember that Danny took sort of a patriotic angle, like how dare you come onto our soil and insult us.
The thing that was kind of
and
interesting.
I said I'd fight him. You remember? I was like, I'm going to fight you. And he was like, I'll fight you.
Danny had kind of a little blurred reality line.
What?
I think it would be the relationship that a 12-year-old has with professional wrestling, which is you kind of know it's not real, but you're still in.
You still want to get your haircut by Brutus the Barber.
Right. All right, let me hit the Simply Safe. Simply Safe. Only 10% of break-ins.
It's Simply Safe.
Simply the best. Our planned. Only one in five homes have security because most companies don't make it easy. Expensive, drilling, pulling wires, it's a hassle. That's why there's Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. Protect your whole home, every window, every room, every door with 24/7 monitoring at a fraction of the cost, and it's just $15 a month. Designed to blend right into your home, and it's won a ton of awards. It's CNET, New York Times, Wirecutter. You can visit them online at Simply Safe, SIMPLI, Simply Safe. We all have it. It works great. The batteries last up to 10 years. Very slim, easy to install. Do it in under an hour. SimplySafe.com/Adam for free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Just go to simplysafe.com/Adam. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the news and Gina Grad.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right. I don't want to forget about your baseball story, but now we'll just do it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
So remind me. I got it written down.
Absolutely. Well, two unlikely allies have come to the aid of Al Franken, two people you probably would not have assumed, Adam. Fox News reports that The View host Whoopi Goldberg derided the Me Too movement's rush to judgment for former Senator Al Franken of Minnesota before his resignation last year. And Joy Behar even jumped in as well. She and her co-hosts were discussing a New Yorker story in which Franken said he regretted his decision to resign amid sexual misconduct allegations. Here's a clip of what Whoopi had to say about it real quick.
Due process to me is a must.
Yes.
Because this is what happens. People, you know, we talk about witch hunts, or he talks about. That's a witch hunt. Because the Me Too movement came up, and everything everybody said, there was no space to say, well, wait a minute, let's talk about this. You know, I think, and I know, and hold on to your emails and your texts. Okay?
As if you read them anyway.
Well.
So Joy. Then she referred to it as a political hit in many ways. And Behar also reflected on Franken's apology, indicating that it was a bad decision because Trump doesn't apologize and he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
The key to success.
Yeah, I agree. And Al feels like a sad figure to me.
Well,
yeah. I feel bad for that guy, and he shouldn't have done that. And it was all politicized, and it was a hit and everything like that.
And Joy went full Adam when Meghan McCain said something about, you know, the picture and, you know, trying to touch her boobs. And she said, no, she was wearing a flak jacket. He wasn't trying to touch her boob. Right. She was in a flak jacket.
He's posing for a goofy
problem,
picture.
Yeah,
trying to, like, pop a feel.
The only problem is that she was asleep, and he admitted that that was not right, but she was in a flak jacket.
Yeah, and I'm fine with all of what Whoopi said, and I agree, but she should have had the same feelings about Judge Kavanaugh. She should be should be consistent, and if she's consistent, then I'm completely cool with it, as long as it's not a political thing. If you need to see, you know, hearsay and innuendos, not enough to convict people.
But he did get his due process. They had hearings, they had witnesses before.
Kavanaugh.
He was allowed to testify?
Yeah, he did. I'm just saying the notion of stories that keep coming out, like, but we don't have any place, we don't have any times, we don't have any cooperating witnesses. It's just these stories enough to build a dream on. It's not a good place to head down in terms of society, but yes.
And also, I don't know that we have a quote to pull from this time last year, her saying the same thing. You know, this is a very
I'm guessing he doesn't to have that one.
Yeah. So the Louisiana cop who made a threatening Facebook post about Congresswoman AOC has been fired. And so is a fellow officer who liked it. So basically, the officer, Charlie Rispoli, posted a link to a bogus news story, by the way. Was not true.
I don't know. When someone makes a off-color racial or whatever joke and you laugh, I don't know.
You're
how
guilty.
Much trouble are you in? I liked
a
little more, but I don't know. I feel like that's the online equivalent to laughing at a Pollock joke.
Right.
But anyway.
What did you call him?
Gina, you're in big trouble.
I know. You're in trouble.
He's a funny guy. Can't help it. So it was a spokes news story in which AOC was purportedly quoted saying troops are overpaid. And he wrote, "This vile idiot needs a round, and I don't mean the kind she used to serve," referring to her past as a bartender. After an internal investigation, Police Chief Arthur Lawson fired both Rispoli and the guy who liked the post.
He's got the word law right in his last name, so I think he knows what he's doing.
That's right.
She was saying that troops or border people? Like, what was her thing?
The quote was that, the bogus quote apparently was that...
She didn't say
that. Yeah, was that troops are overpaid. And that
How
was,
do we get the bogus quotes?
Well, look at the...
There is
look
a
at,
cottage
look
industry.
Look at the website. It's tatersgonnatate.com.
Oh. Vinny Tortorich, that's not a fan of that website.
Yeah, that's where you found this alleged quote.
I don't know how we got here, but there is a cottage industry on all sides of the political spectrum of just making fake quotes and putting them on pictures and
memes.
Just putting them out there. Mm. I assume a lot of it's like Russian like troll farms, but I just assume a lot of it's just disinformation from shitty people.
Mm.
There's a shocking... I follow Snopes, and Snopes is like the, you know, we'll get to the bottom of this website.
Fact checker.
They're just constantly like, this is fake, this is fake, this is fake, this is fake. All sides.
And they'll tell you. They'll say, this one's a mixture. This is what's true about it. This is what isn't.
Yeah. The thing about right and left in this stuff is...
it's a race to the bottom.
It is. It's also, though, you have to think it is something... Trump or AOC would have said.
It has to be on brand.
Which kind of means
persona.
It's they earn that spot at least in the space of he would have said that.
Right.
Oh,
she could have
said that.
Like attributing something to Mike Tyson. There's nothing crazy enough they'd be like, no way he didn't do that. Like of course he could have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, two New York City police officers are being widely applauded for showing restraint as a group of Harlem residents douse them with buckets of water, threw stuff at them as they made an arrest. Before I continue, here's the video just so you can see what we're talking about.
They were making an arrest.
People are just throwing buckets and balls and
that's actually
water
too much.
At them.
There's a bucket being...
They keep tossing buckets of water at them and the actual buckets.
It's a little breakdown of rule of law that's not going to serve our society well. The fact where nobody's scared of cops and people are like physically wrestling with them and doing things to them. It's not good. It's a way to get shot,
the pendulum's
everybody.
Swinging the other direction. Like, that cop got hit in the head with a bucket. Like, I wouldn't mind him throwing someone to the ground for that.
Yeah. Well, the scene was obviously caught on video, went viral. The NYPD chief, Terrence Monahan, tweeted, NYC's cops and communities have made remarkable progress together, but every New Yorker must show respect for our cops. They deserve nothing less. The officers were arresting a man for disorderly conduct when the community started throwing water at them. No other arrests have been made, but the incident is under investigation.
Yeah.
Why do we always see the video? This is what makes me mad. It's like we always see the video of the end result.
Right.
Of them being arrested.
That's true.
But
that's
we can't, like, can you show me the video before the arrest?
Disorderly
I'm sure
conduct.
Somebody has it.
Can you just show me that? Do we have to have the super edit, like, right to the the ground and being handcuffed? I get so
How did
mad.
We get there?
Yeah, man.
We're the rule laws is breaking down. I mean, that's the homeless situation. The cops can't do anything. It's the whole Ferguson effect. Like, they just can't. They're scared. They don't want to get. They're getting filmed. They don't want to. They don't want the city to burn down. I mean, you take a look at Ferguson. You get this guy, the gentle giant teenager. He does this like strong arm. Robbery of a liquor store on someone who may be opening at the Bray Improv for a show. He may be a family.
Yep.
He like walks in, he knocks a guy down, he takes a bunch of stuff. Then he walks down the street. The cop tells him, get out of the middle of the street. He's like walking down the middle of the street. He, I guess, doesn't get out of the middle of the street. Now the grand jury came back and everything. He wrestled with the cop for his gun. Like, at some point, the cop came up to him, and then they struggled. Okay, we're going to burn the whole fucking city down, and cops are scared to get out of the car, and we're going to... They brought in... I don't know if it was Eric Holder or the justice whatever, and they didn't find anything. They found it was as it was. They had an eyewitness saying the cop shot him in the back. He didn't shoot him in the back. The guy lied. They brought it in front of a jury. They found DNA like on the gun, and the fucking city burned down. Obama was like, oh man, we got some bad cops over here in Ferguson. It wasn't bad cops. This guy was a fucking thief. He walked into a liquor store and robbed the liquor store, and then a cop showed up a little bit later and told him to walk on the sidewalk. This is the threshold for burning a fucking city down now? And then what are the cops supposed to do in this situation? Like, not get out of their car.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, whatever. Hey, crime-riddled neighborhoods, you guys now are going to have more crime. There's going to be more violent crime because cops and Black Lives Matter. It's a fucking statistical lie. They fucked it all up for these people. Everyone has to go along with Black Lives Matter because we're scared. No one wants to be called a racist. So everyone just goes, okay, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, okay, okay. Statistically, they cannot bode that out at all, what they're talking about. Of course, when Daniel Shaver gets shot in Mesa, who's white as a ghost, we don't hear about it because it doesn't fit a narrative. And more black people are going to get killed because cops are just going to go, either I'm not going to be a cop or I'm not going to get on my fucking car. This is not what you're looking for. We need respect for the cops. And the officials who are in charge of the cops can't be scared of the constituency. They have to back the cops, and they have not backed the fucking cops. Everyone backed off. Nobody's running on law and order. Everyone's running on prison reform. Everyone's running on fuck the cops. Like all the candidates are running on prison reform, not law and order. So there's just going to be more of this. People get emboldened. They're just emboldened. It's the same thing in the classroom. Like, they're throwing punches at teachers and stuff. The stuff we didn't dream of, putting our hands on a cop, throwing a punch at a teacher, the stuff that didn't exist, it exists. It exists now because we've gotten rid of fucking law and order. And we've decided that everyone in prison, like, you hear Whoopi, God bless her, without Franken. But when she's talking about people in prison, she's like, oh, that could have been any one of us. Any one of us that robbed a bank. Yes, it could have been any one of us who's in prison. Stop pretending that everyone in prison is not a fucking criminal. I was a low-level offender. He tried to sell a doobie at a fish concert. That's not who's in prison. A lot of violent fucking guys in there who committed a lot of crimes. We're letting a lot of them out. We're not enforcing anything. Everyone's just living on the street. The cops can go fuck themselves if they tell. If they tell someone, if they start packing up someone's shit on the street, they'll get sued. So you guys want to live in the breakdown of law and order. That's what we're living in. There needs to be oversight, and there needs to be bad cops pulled out of commission. But the answer isn't fuck the police. That's just going to get more people killed. Yes,
100%.
Jesus
Christ. No, I loved it. That was a great rant.
If they don't want to step in anymore, absolutely.
The whole studio should have went black and just a spotlight on you. That was amazing. That was so good.
There is the Ferguson effect, which is cops don't want to get involved now, and thus there will be more people getting shot and stabbed. Because why would you get out of your car as a cop? Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. I don't know. What was the findings on that whole Ferguson? Like, hands up, don't shoot. No, he fucking wrestled with a cop. And then he got shot. That's how it worked. But we don't have that story. That's not how it worked. By the way, how do I know he wrestled with a cop? Because 5 minutes later, he was wrestling with a liquor store owner. He's a guy I like to tussle, I'm guessing. He had a liquor store owner go, hey, you can't leave with my Tipperillos, and he fucking pushed him down. Like
a real Sonny Corolla. Scrap.
He didn't have a big beef with putting his hands on people who are in a position of authority. Could have been a theme. Anyway, gentle giant, hero. Anyway, fucking Black Lives Matter. Fuck them. Not fuck Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is just trying to get money. Or they're just trying to get power. Or they're just trying to get whatever. It's all the pussy whiteys that fear all these guys. Everyone's in fear of being called racist, so they don't say anything. Okay, good. See how it works. See how it goes. All right, you figure it out, Max. The investigation found no evidence that he had his hands up and said, don't shoot. Well, and it just keeps going. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, one more cop story might not like these guys as much. The New York Daily News reports that police officers in Cobb County, Georgia, posed as construction workers this week to bust distracted drivers. Ugh. So here's how this went down. Officers worked undercover, dressed up as construction workers at 9 a.m., right during rush hour, until noon to catch drivers using their phones.
Here's what I don't like. Yeah. I don't like the police woman dressing as prostitutes. I don't like the cops dressing as construction workers. You got to be in that fucking uniform.
Thank you. They'd radio ahead to patrol cars down the road, and they would just swoop in and pull over the dude that these guys saw. It resulted in a total of 65 cell phone violation citations, 16 seatbelt violations, 7 license violations, and 13 just miscellaneous.
Just because we need
just
money.
Ducks in a barrel violations.
Who beside or maybe Mike Goggs. I don't know. Who is holding their cell phone to their ear in 2019 when they're driving? I don't care about the safety part. Just who doesn't have an earbud or who doesn't Bluetooth up in 2019?
I agree with you on that respect. I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here and say that I'm kind of glad they were at least giving out the distracted driving tickets, because at least in L.A., it's not up to the ear. I drive from the west side to here every day.
Is this part of the act?
I see multiple people. Check this out at Brea in August, opening for Joe Coy. I see multiple people every day driving from the west side to here, looking at their phones, swerving a little bit because they just kind of drifted when they're looking at their emails or texts or God knows what, Facebook.
Right.
The distracted driving is not up to the ear. It's not up to the ear. It's just right. glance at the phone, send a text, reply to don't that I think is fine where they're giving the tickets. The other shit, it's like
there's 65 of them.
I agree.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So Joe doesn't like it when we don't see what
time.
Was leading up.
Hold on.
Blinking.
Hit him with the flashlight, Joe.
Don't tell stories.
Let me
tell
light
jokes.
You real quick, please. It's a light.
One more thing. We do have some video that's pretty hilarious and disturbing.
Okay, acknowledge the light. How do you acknowledge the light?
It's my time.
Acknowledge the light. You have 30 seconds left.
Do you have a little one of these?
No. That means good night.
What
just
do I
nod.
Do?
Nod.
Just
there
nod?
You go.
Okay.
But not like you're...
So
not like don't
nod,
arigato,
but don't
like,
nod,
just, like,
don't
just
nod,
like,
nod.
Like a little, there you go. Not there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do a little bit of your bit, I'll give you the light, go.
Okay. Here's the thing. I drive from the west side to Glendale every day, and I see dozens of people.
No. Don't do it with a deep breath.
Okay.
Let it be fluid.
Well,
just acknowledge the light, keep talking. Right now, start again. Go again.
So I drive from the west side to Glendale. Gotcha.
No. Jesus Christ. Adam, can you throw some tissue paper at him?
I'll throw like a nacho chip at him.
All right, you ready? Let's go. Okay. Ready, go. Do your act. Go.
I drive from the west side to Glendale every light. Gotcha. Can do.
Joe, do you ask for the light in like when you're working out, like when you go to the Comedy Store and they go, we want 20 minutes. I always go, okay, give me the light at 18 minutes. But when you're doing your act, and your act is an hour or more or whatever. I'm not talking about filming a special. I'm talking about Brea.
Yeah.
Do you tell them, give me the light at 50 or 45 and I'll transition into this other thing? Or do you use it at all?
At Brea, I'll do the first show. I keep kind of tight. But I'll always say, just let me know when it's an hour. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. And then I'll try and get off.
Put that light on in an hour.
Yeah, just give me an hour. Let me know that there's an hour. The second show, I'm like, don't give me a light.
Weird thing about driving from the west side to Glendale is...
Hold on. Let me give him a light.
Get the light. Let me hit Geico. You queue up your next story. Everyone's
sorry,
got
Gina.
The
no,
to-do
okay. list. It's worth it.
Okay.
Geico. Save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. And in a few minutes, you could be saving tons of money at geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. It'd be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. That is geico.com. YouTube star Logan Paul is coming in tomorrow. Is Logan Paul going to like fight somebody?
I depends if we insult him, I suppose.
No, we were talking
about thinking
fighting.
About Justin Bieber was going to fight
Cruz.
Dana White.
No.
What? Justin Bieber's going to fight Tom Cruise.
No, Logan,
oh, Tom Cruise.
Logan
that's right.
Paul, for some reason, because I watch TMZ religiously, I think is like training for like a UFC-style fight with somebody.
This
but I might
thing.
Be making that up.
Remember the bagel boy? He's fighting.
He's fighting.
He had a fight last year against KSI.
How'd that go?
That was...
So he's training for UFC. I mean, not UFC, but a mixed martial arts type fight.
Yeah, he does fight.
Who's KSI?
He's a big guy.
Who's KS? Yeah, anyway. I don't know.
He's a YouTuber as well. So
like a YouTuber fight. Oh. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, Adam, I forgot to tell you something.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's more news. I'm sorry.
Hmm. No,
you
please.
Know, Kaylin and Chris Laxamana, I gave them the dare to go up on stage.
And
Chris was like, oh, I'm down. Let's do this. And then he got the other guys to go, Dre and Kaylin, right? And then he hyped them up. So they were like, all right, yeah, we're all going to do it. And then I go, all right, you got 2 weeks to get ready. And then guess who bailed?
Oh.
Max Zapata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of it for you, Brad.
Huge pad. Huge pad.
Chris,
guess,
do some.
Guess
some...
who killed?
Kaylin.
Kaylin sucked. Look, Dre crushed. No. Dre, my brother-in-law, did great. Kaylin went up.
Joe sets 12 minutes long. Just a bunch of openers, and he knows on his family. Chris Smart.
Chris did not show
good
up.
Good enough
anywhere.
For Cat Williams. Good enough That's for right. Joe Coy.
Are comedy songs still a thing, or is that 80s? Could Chris do that with his little guitar?
Oh, he should do
that.
Do
some parodies?
Yes. He's too short to see the light. How's he know when to get off?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just stay on stage.
So this is some great video, and I really, really want to share with you. A woman flew into a rage on a flight and hit her boyfriend with a laptop for looking at other women, according to The Sun, and Ooh. We have it. Mm. The raging passenger can be seen berating her partner on board the packed flight from Miami before things turned violent. So to set the stage, because I have two clips, set the stage. Here's the first clip of the couple arguing before things heated up a little more.
Shut the f*** up. Yeah, you better believe it. I wear the f***ing nuts in front of public. You want to try to look at other women? No, f*** you. You ain't going to look at other women, and you ain't going to tell me you're looking at other women.
Listen, we have a little child right behind you.
Yeah, I know. I f***ing consult the f***ing child.
There's a little boy right behind you.
I already know.
Okay. So mm-hmm. she said, and I quote, I wear the fucking nuts in public.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Brian. After she continues to berate this dude, flight attendants ask the man to get up, and that's when she gets really pissed.
Definitely not a Jew.
She follows him down the aisle, smacks him with what's being reported as her computer, punching him in the back. She then has a very flippant response when she's told she's about to be brought up on charges. Here's that clip.
You shut the f*** up.
Okay,
all right,
sir,
you're
come up with us.
No, oh, you gonna come up?
Yeah, man, I'm cleaning up, man. Get up.
You're
assaulting me, man.
Oh, I'm assaulting you. Yeah, I'm assaulting you for f***ing years.
Wow.
Really going for it.
I was gonna throw a bucket of water on her.
I'm gonna get my purse.
Wow. Gonna get my purse.
Do you want to say I'm assaulting you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah.
You memo?
Ma'am.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm going over there.
You're
going
to be charged with assault.
Fine, whatever.
That's yeah. a flippant response.
Yeah. Come on, memo.
Wait, were they together?
Yeah.
Why are you calling her ma'am? Ma'am, you're assaulting me.
No, he was like, man, you're assaulting me.
Oh, he said man.
I think so.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I am telling you, look, this is stupidity. Prescription meds, but it's also a video game approach to life where all lines are blurred, where you just don't really know what reality is or where you are or who you're doing it in front of. Like, the dumber you are, the more you'll do in front of other people. So when you're super fucking dumb, you'll have loud arguments at restaurants. When you're smart, it feels wildly uncomfortable to be having that display of whatever in front of other people. Yeah. Or, like, think about those people. You ever see those people that are, like, beat on their kids in the middle of a mall? It's like a crowded mall, and they're, like, smacking on their kids and screaming at them. It's, look, okay, when you're a reptile, you don't know where you are or who's watching. Do you think a anaconda or an alligator cares who's watching it do whatever?
Very little self-awareness.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at some point, you move a little like past the animal kingdom, and you get into like a chimpanzee, and a chimpanzee has some thoughts about who's around. Maybe it's because they want food or something. Then you get into sort of Floridian white trash. There's a black version. There's a Hispanic version. But the dumber you are and the less educated you are, the further you are away from where you are and what's going on. Right. Like, I don't know, there's a sexual version of this where it's like, you want a blowjob? It's like, I'm sitting in the middle seat on a Southwest flight.
Yeah, yes, but
that guy's reading a Sky Mall. I'll give you a Hummer. Like, there's that. And then there's, but again, there's like the way you talk to the cops, the way you talk to your kids, the way you talk to your spouse. Like, there is no, you don't make a distinction between being in your house and in your kitchen and alone in the way you talk to your spouse, or being on a flight and the way you talk to your spouse. It's a kind of a stupidity, and it's being exacerbated by all this fucking high self-esteem and your opinion is right and it's your world. We're just living it. Everyone has been hit with fucking creatine and supersized with this attitude. And so they don't even know what's going on. Like, this person doesn't even know that what she's doing is wrong or care.
Well, the people are looking or paying attention.
And then they're confused when they have negative circumstance or negative outcome, when there's consequences. They're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you holding me down? Like, why are we turning the plane around? Like, What do you mean, why? We just did this whole...
Were you here?
We did this whole thing.
Yeah.
We are breeding more and more of these people, or maybe we used to have a lot of them, but they stayed on a farm.
Yeah.
They took the bus.
And they just argued with scarecrows or something. Now they're on a flight with us. Fucking... These people need to be tagged. Yeah. By the way, we make fun of China with their whatever, their minus points for humanity and stuff like that. Yeah. I want this chick with a fucking ankle bracelet, which is no more commercial airliners for you. 5 years, sweetheart. 5 years and a certificate from a psychiatrist before you get on to another fucking commercial flight. Yes?
Please.
A tattoo that fades after 5 years.
Mm.
You got to wear it for 5 years.
By the way, that... boyfriend of hers was just a fat fuck. Like, who's he eyeballing on a plane? He's going to get busy with.
Hey. Yeah. You like this?
Yeah. I mean, I saw Rush, and I saw what the Liam Hemsworth could do on a plane, but I don't think that's him.
No.
That guy couldn't fuck a guy in the bathroom because he's too fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
He couldn't get another human being in that bathroom without suffocating the person.
It's a solo bathroom.
It'd be necrophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Then he got hit with a computer. What'd she need a computer for, by the way?
It was the next door neighbor's computer.
She's not doing spreadsheets for a big Wall Street company. Yeah. She's shopping, right? Yeah.
She's not on conference calls.
Is it safe to say PowerPoint. That those are the two annoying couple? That's the two people you don't want to sit next to?
Yes!
And I'm not talking about the argument. I'm talking about all the shit that they had with them as well.
The multicolored hoodies.
Yeah, the goddamn big computer, the fucking purse. Yeah.
Just like, the carriage alone. Like, they're both going 255 plus, and you got to squeeze in next to that.
It's a Southwest flight. They're dressed like they're on the top tier of the Titanic.
Let me hear her again. I want to hear her. I want to hear her again.
I think he said ma'am.
I got her queued up.
I wear the fucking nuts in public.
There she is. Let's play this.
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
All right.
Sarah, you're going to come up with us.
No. Oh, you're
going to
come up?
Yeah, man. I'm getting up. Man, get up. You're assaulting me, man.
I'm assaulting you.
Ma'am,
I'm assaulting you.
Everyone's grabbing their own heads.
A lot of cell phones going.
Look at her. She's pushing people.
Are you okay? You want to say I'm assaulting you?
Yeah.
Who was... He was looking at other women?
Maybe on her laptop.
Just two big annoying purses. Look at that. They're unbendable purses.
They're glitter backpacks.
A glitter backpack. The big Gucci purse with a bamboo handle.
Yeah.
You're on a Southwest flight.
Jesus
Middle
Christ.
Seat. Slow down.
I've been saying this for years. We're going to have to put the fucking shark cage in the back of all flights over 2 hours because I don't want to divert. I don't want to land in Denver.
I didn't know you said that. That's
just
great.
Fucking put them in the back and lock them up.
Lock them up.
Lock them up.
Yeah. Why do we have to change routes? So we have to drop you two fucks off.
Right.
Stay in the back. I'm trying to get to JFK.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring it home, baby girl.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. I wear the fucking nuts in public.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Gina!
There is a part of me that wishes Lynette cared that much.
Yeah. She does care. She loves
you about the head.
There's a part of me that wish she had that kind of zeal, that kind of passion.
She loves you so much.
I did her
pod, and she goes, my life changed when I met Adam.
Mm-hmm. But did she say for better or worse?
A single tear.
She said for better.
A single tear.
It was a lateral move.
I'm going to say, I got to finish that story, man. He said, I don't even know you like that, man.
Yeah. No.
They're not a couple.
Oh.
He goes, I don't even know you like that. You're hitting me. You're hitting me. And then he goes, I don't even know you like that, man.
We got to dig deeper.
I don't think they're a couple. I think they're just two annoying people sitting next to each other.
I feel there was some history other than when they're boarding the plane. Because if that...
They met there
if she, in fact, met him when they sat down, I'm now going to upgrade her from ankle bracelet to destroyed. Put down. Terminated. Like a bad dog. Like, if you're telling me they just sat next to each other randomly, she needs to be put down.
To that, yeah.
She needs to be put in a wood chipper.
He's an asshole. If they're a couple, he's an asshole for letting her sit in the middle seat.
Well, he's...
That's an asshole move.
He's incredibly abused and tormented in his life. Poor
that's
thing.
True.
He'll be opening for Joe and Bray.
he'll be opening for me. We're going to be bashing
Bring your laptops.
Computers over his head.
All right. Castrol LED, stronger under pressure with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal parts from rubbing and robbing. Power 3 times, fool.
Three times, fool.
Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge. Joe Coy coming in hot. Funny stand-up special, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm not going to mention any names, but I've seen a few stand-up specials where maybe they could have waited a few years. They didn't need the stand-up special that quickly. Joe Coy, he's earned his stand-up special, and it is funny. Coming in hot. It's available now on Netflix. Also, there's live shows coming up all over the place, and you can go to joecoy.com, J-O-K-O-Y.com, and find out where he's playing. Me, live shows everywhere, too. Go to adamcarolla.com and check out my special, Not Taco Bell Material, and that's on Chassis, and I think get on Amazon or YouTube or something. I don't know. Wherever you get those things.
Where do you get it? It's Amazon. I bought it.
Amazon.
Come
thank
on,
you.
Man.
And Apple TV as
there
well.
There you go.
And you can watch my stand-up channel on YouTube.com/AdamCarolla. And Meme Gods and Bald Bryans and all that. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the stuff you need. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Joe Coy, Gina Grad, and Bald Bryans. Say it. Mahalo. Who needs a blowjob?
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail with your questions and comments at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take an E for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com. The Ace Man is everywhere. Check for tickets and info on everything at AdamCarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.